What's that? Someone dropped off a crate to the library? Must be the boss's shipment. Well, open it up. Ah, yes, the fish food. They never bring this to the right place. When you leave for the day, can you please let Artemis know another shipment got misdelivered? She's the owlbear on floor 3. Yes, the office marked Artemis F. Perfect, thank you. The other package? Shh, not so loud. Are you trying to get everyone killed? You can leave the goldfish with me. I'll make sure it gets to the right person. Gods, are you new or something? Oh, you are? Oh, well, still, you should be more careful discussing things like that in a place like this. And so loudly, this is a library after all. All right, relax, stop fussing. It was an innocent mistake. So you're the new intern? It's nice to meet you. My name is Lindria Firebrand, but everybody calls me Lynn. What's your name? Oh, that name is Bland. Well, I'm sorry, but when you work with the kind of characters I do, you expect names to be a bit more adventurous. What do I mean? Haven't you noticed something a bit odd about the staff here? Well, for instance, our librarian is Alamia, and our bookkeeper is a Drider. Then there's the drow girl working in the basement and the succubus working reception at the front desk. Surely you've noticed her. No? My, my, and they say I'm clueless. Well, maybe next time you talk to HR, you can ask about your fellow co-workers, and maybe while you're in there, find out why there's a pool in her office. Why, yes, you're quite perceptive. I do have a set of horns on my head and a tail. But I'm not a succubus. I'm a dragon. I do so have wings and scales. They're beautiful and fiery red, just like my eyes. I have to keep them hidden under my robes to discourage wandering eyes. Relax, I'm teasing you. I can take a more humanoid form when I desire. It helps keep people from running away when they see me. So how about it, short stuff? What secrets are you hiding? No red skin or a tail, which rules out tiefling. Although I guess the lack of charisma was my first clue there. You're cute, but a little too plain for an Asimar. Plus, no wings, so that's out. Not short enough to be a halfling, not tall enough for a half-elf. Okay, I give up. Spill it. Yeah, you're a what? Human? I've never heard of such a creature. Is it new? Oh my, that stammering and that look on your face, you really thought I'd never seen a human before? Yes, I have met my fair share of humans in my life. Of course, most of them were after my hoard, so our time together was brief. Huh? Of course I have a hoard. Dragons love treasure. We get quite aggressive when it comes to defending it. Oh no, don't worry, little human. I wasn't threatening you. You'd know if I was threatening you. But anyway, what made you want to intern at a place like this? There must be safer options out there for work. Really? A wizard? You're studying to be a wizard? Oh, I'm sorry, dear, but you might be in the wrong profession. What do I mean? Never mind. Oh, me? Well, like I said, for a while I would just go out and gather treasure, sleep on a pile of gold, terrorize a few villagers into sacrificing some virgins. And that last one was a joke. But then one day a man came in with a proposition. There was a beholder looking to staff his guild, who valued information the same way I value shiny coins, and he wanted someone with my temperament to protect his own hoard.
He offered me a job as his secretary in charge of the records department and the library.
The pay was good, and I've always been a bit of a bookworm, so I took it. That was about 15 years ago, and I haven't looked back. Oh, that's the end of the shift for today. On second thought, I can have Artemis pick up the crate tomorrow. Can you help me get something down from the storage closet before you go? It'll just take a second, I promise. Yes, thank you.
Shh. No talking. What am I doing? Isn't it obvious? Well, I did say you were cute, and I've been flirting with you for the last 10 minutes. Or did you fail to pick up on that, too?
Oh, sweetie.
You really should pay more attention. Although I have to admit, I do find your clueless nature adorable. Wait, shh. Okay, everybody should be gone now, but we should still hurry. The janitors will be here in an hour. Okay, let's hurry. Relax. Oh, yes, my shirt's off. Don't be shy. You can look at me. Let me take your shirt off. Don't you want to feel my soft skin against your skin? Feel my hands glide down your bare chest to your... It's okay. No need to be nervous. I'll be gentle with you, my little human. You see my wings now, don't you? And my bright red scales wrapped around my thighs and running down my powerful legs. That's it. Trust me, I'll take care of you. Just lean back and close your eyes. Oh, human. That was such a cute little noise you just made. That little moan you made, and the feeling of your hard cock in my hand. I think I've found a new treasure to add to my hoard. See? I may be a powerful dragon, but I can have a more delicate touch when I need one. That's it, little human. Shiver for me. Let out those sweet little whimpers. There's no one else to hear you. No princess to save you from my clutches. Oh, what is this substance leaking out of the head of your cock? Is it your essence? Should I stop? I know very well what it is, little human. And I know exactly what to do with it. That's right. I'm going to just roll it around the tip of your penis with my thumb. Like that. Your whole body is shivering, little human. Does it really feel that good? Oh my, you can't even form proper words anymore. Tsk, tsk. You really should try to keep your concentration in check if you plan on becoming a wizard. Who knows what might distract you on a battlefield? Maybe some wayward dragon girl might put your cock in her mouth while you're trying to cast a spell. Why don't we practice for that? You can't keep from bucking your hips any time I flick my tongue across the head of your cock. Like this. Can you feel that heat, little human? I generate my fire from my throat. Keeps my mouth extra warm. Here, let me show you. I wouldn't pull out of my mouth again without my permission. You should be careful, little human. Try to take my new treasure away from me again, and I'll have to hurt you. In case you couldn't tell, that was me threatening you.
Tell me, when you first applied here, did you think that you'd have a beautiful dragon woman on her knees for you within a week?
Maybe you had your eyes on the succubus who greeted you on your first day.
Or that shy little drow girl? Is she more your type?
No, I don't believe that.
With the amount that you're twitching in my mouth, you clearly like a more forceful approach. You don't want a girl that just takes what you give her. You want a woman that takes what she wants. Like this. Do you like it sloppy?
I love looking at you. I love how you're looking at me. Your cock disappearing into my mouth. Those little moans you're making.
I can't wait any longer. I'm so wet for you. Here, sit down on the spare desk in the back. That's it. Now I'll just straddle you. There. It's nice, isn't it? Looking into my ruby eyes, feeling my breath on your neck.
Okay, here we go.
You feel that, little human? It's warmer than any other woman's pussy could ever be. It feels like you're melting right into me, doesn't it? Like we're connected. Right at the hip. Now we're into it. Gods, your moans are so amazing. I can feel every twitch, every shiver in your body underneath me. Maybe I'll have them schedule you for late night duties for the next few weeks. I could use an assistant, and you seem to enjoy my company. Lay back on the desk. I said, lay back. You had no idea how strong I am, did you, little human? You should keep that in mind the next time I tell you to do something. Although, I'm guessing you'll have a hard time forgetting the feeling of my powerful hips slamming you into this desk. You seem out of breath, human. Am I fucking you too hard? We'll need to work on your constitution if you plan on being my assistant. We need to hurry up. The cleaning staff will be here soon. Shh, relax. I'm just pinning you to the desk with my tail. I need you to hold still if you're gonna squirm this much. That's right. That's it, little human. You can thrash about as much as you want, but you are not going anywhere. I know it feels so intense. My pussy is so hot right now. But I'm not going to stop. Not until we both come. Oh, yes! Fuck me back. I'll take everything you can give me and more. Oh, when
getting into it now. Oh, just a little longer. I'm almost there. Fuck me, little human. Fuck me as hard as you can. And I promise, I'll give you more pleasure than you've ever had in your life. Oh, a little bit more like that. Do you know what's going to happen when I come? My pussy is going to clench and massage your dick as my muscles squeeze and contract around you. A dragon girl can orgasm for up to 10 minutes straight. Did you know that? Just think about it. My hot, wet cunt massaging your dick even after you come. Milking out every last drop and then some. I've made men literally black out from pleasure before. You're going to beg me to free your cock, but like I told you, dragons are very aggressive about defending their treasures. Oh, gods, I hope you're ready. Fuck, I'm gonna come on your dick. Yes. Oh, it's okay. It's okay, little human. Let it out. Oh, do you want me to slow down? Oh, slow down. Go a little easier on you. Oh, you can cry and beg and squirm and whatever else you need to do, but I'm not going to let you up. No, I won't. Shh, shh, shh. Oh. I'll give you a little break. No, but I'm not gonna let you up all the way. Just a little breather for you. Just let me hold you now.